You are listening to Real World News.
Honduran people analyze the past 2 years of coup d'etat. Although we know the story, it doesn't mean it's less tragic. On June 28, 2009, military forces raided the presidential building and kidnapped democratically elected president Manuel Zelaya. More kidnappings, persecutions and deaths, too many deaths, took place after that. Despite the systemic human rights violations by the coup regime, the Honduran resistance has been standing firmly for the past 2 years. On Tuesday, former President Zelaya and the National Front of Popular Resistance met in San Pedro Sula, the economic capital city of the country, to analyze the past 2 years of the coup. This is happening amid a strong discussion among people's organizations that demand an end to the coup regime that continues hindering democracy. An example of this is how the coup perpetrators are still controlling the legal system. A former minister of Zelaya's administration, Enrique Flores Lanza, who had to leave the country in exile after the coup, was sentenced to pay an extremely high sum of money as bail, or he will have to go to jail. This is an entirely political trial, says the Front. On Sunday, the Frente Amplio de Resistencia Popular was launched as a political alternative for the 2013 elections and as an anti-monopoly and anti-oligarchy space that aims to the creation of a new Honduran state. The decision to consolidate this political space was made by the majority of the Front assemblies and was questioned, for instance, by the Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras. Meanwhile, the Latin American Coordination of Rural Organizations, CLOC Vía Campesina, issued a statement to condemn the coward acts of June 28, 2009. We congratulate the Honduran resistance that has become an example of the courage of our peoples, stated the CLOC, highlighting the need to take into account the participation of peasant, social and people's organizations of the Front in the design of a new constitutional framework that ensures the rights of all.